Some are saying that you're bipolar.
A little funny in the head.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there.
Gentlemen.
There you are. We were wondering when you'd show up.
Welcome.
No, I told... Oh, hi. I'm Nico. This is going to be a very brief episode of my show, Crazy Talk. I'm going to simply read a post I wrote for Facebook the other night. My phone. I just read it again. I think it's worth sharing. This is in reference to us all right now. And specifically, I've been thinking about my friends in China and how the things said and done by the people in charge of my country right now perhaps don't represent the true wishes and desires of the people of my country right now. And the people in my country are very confused right now, very confused. And I'm going to be talking about a lot of what for here in America are controversial issues right now in upcoming episodes that have already been recorded and are scheduled. I'm going to be talking about people who want to tear down monuments, if they think that it reminds them of racism, of statues of George Washington, who want to be going around burning flags, that kind of thing. I'm going to be talking about Sports Illustrated, including a transvestite as a swimsuit model, and why I was too afraid to even tweet a joke where I say more like Victor's Secret, am I right? We're going to talk about a lot of things that I think are really important and are salient, is a cool word you can learn for that. But for now, let's just read something that I don't think is controversial. And I think, and I hope, serves to help unite us a little bit. All right, here we go. And I'm referencing, I made changes to my brother's Xbox avatar, basically, you know, being a jerk, just being an older brother, kind of. I made his avatar look very silly. So that's what's being referenced here in the beginning. Found myself signed into my brother's Xbox account. This is very stream of thought, by the way. Okay. Then found a great sense of amusement in giving his avatar a new look. Now I share that with you in the hope I'm not the only one who finds it hilarious. Don't blame me. COVID did it. I just realized how terribly dull my life has become. But hey, it's better to be in the middle of nowhere with those you love than anywhere of your choosing alone. So I can't complain. I can only prepare. I can only get in touch with who I am and set in sight a vision of who I am to become. Work out. Watch Netflix. You know, the American stuff. Blow some shit up or shoot some guns to celebrate living in a country that gets to be independent of England. But they seem to be as rich as ever over there in the oddly august palaces, towering over the people they rule. But for some reason, they stopped building new castles in faraway lands they claimed to have conquered and had planted their flags in to make note of that. Why would you conquer the world if you have no intention of building a better castle somewhere that, I don't know, maybe it doesn't fucking rain all the goddamn time? Who does that? What kind of maniac stays in the rainiest, most dreary climate out there for hundreds of years, making everyone wear silly outfits and do demeaning but also delightful tasks in a way that conveys elegance and preparedness and nobility, but could and should and soon can be done by robots and automata and be done better. Talking about the British, if you couldn't tell. We live in that time, and it's quite eventful. And in many ways, it's also quite comfortable. But now fear is again at our doorstep. We are rallied, once again, by the people in the castles and towers. Maybe we're going to start being asked to do things that we're not comfortable with. And things may be done to us that we would prefer they didn't do. And we will be told it's for the greater good for us all, and we will obey. We will do what we are told to do because we are built to obey. America takes pride in deciding to be its own thing. That's its defining trait. It's going to be over here just doing our own thing and solving problems and inventing things and making each other laugh. And you can come over too. And you're welcome to move in because, truth be told, we have more land than we need. And our fathers, 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 they were all willing to die over who got to be in charge of it. But the truth is, no one's in charge of it. We've been improvising since our inception as a nation. And a declared world leader and protector and force of good across the world. We said we would take care of a lot of things. And maybe that hasn't always turned out the way we intended. And a lot of people are suffering in their dealings with this country, forged in the fires of open and organized rebellion. What difference is there between that and gang warfare, tribal warfare? War is war, and we're always at war, and we don't even know why. And when we think we do, because we heard somebody say it somewhere in a confident voice a lot of times with music and flashing, moving things to look at, we're mesmerized by our glass boxes. Also the title of a book I wrote. We stare into these things, and at some point, they've developed the ability to stare back at us. Bring Nietzsche to mind. Stare into the abyss too long. The abyss starts to stare back. Once just a reflection, but now too, taking on personality. Siri, do you have a personality? Siri, do you have a personality?
Is there something else I can help
you with? No, no, baby, shut up. Alexa, do you have a personality?
I sure do. I even completed the Myers-Briggs personality assessment. Huh. It turns out I'm an ESFJ, which means I enjoy being around and helping people.
Okay. Siri's not sure. Alexa seems very sure. She's got a personality, right? We stare at these things. They develop the ability to stare back at us. Blah, blah, blah. Once just a reflection, now to taking on personality and talking and listening and recording and saving and backing up and sharing and absorbing. We're all being programmed every day by the things we think we're doing of our own free will. The truth is, we're all obeying. But who is our God? What speaks back to us when we whisper quietly into the night sky? What is your conscience? What's bigger than you? What do you choose to become? We became a thing called America. And I think I am, at times like these, a much-needed voice of this thing we have here that we would love for you to be a part of. Because we see humans of every kind imaginable as deserving of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it is a happiness they get to shape and define, then set out to realize. Donald Trump may now choose for America, but he doesn't speak for America on any philosophical or moral basis. He's here to accomplish objectives perceived to be in the best interests of America. Let him work and remember that confrontation as the only means of communication isn't the most ideal way to converse. Stop being mean to each other. We're mean to each other when things are nice. Well, when things aren't, we'll remember real quick that we're on the same team. And we will one day reach the end of this life as we know it. And then after that, well, we don't know. Maybe nothing. But maybe things more amazing and delightful and exciting await us on the other side. But we do know for sure that we all have, right now, to assert our will in a meaningful way in this moment. And if in this moment we all chose to suspend all hatred and animosity and fear and trauma and shame, and guilt and hate and rage. And we all do it together. Well, suddenly, we're in a world where we no longer live under the looming threat of plausible and prearranged self-destruction. I don't want that for my kids. Do you? And if you don't want it for your kids, is it so different to not want it for yourself either? I'm talking about nuclear warfare. What are we doing? Do you want to live in a world where we're ready to do that to ourselves at any moment? Where we put people in charge who talk about doing it to each other if they're mad at each other? Who are tweeting about it? Who are, this is insanity, right? Look, we have chosen time and again, day after day, to live in fear of the future. It is a choice. At times, we are told to live in shame of the past. And we act like we're the victim of some unstoppable force of evil that we in truth create and sustain. We go along with it. Mafia wives, all of it. We don't look at it. We avoid the crime scenes. We find out some of what's really happening on a global scale when they decide to share it with us. We can't trust the messenger. We can't trust the message. We don't really know what's going on out there. But we do know we didn't ask for it. In fact, they never share with us what's happening beyond our observable world because they don't want us to know. There are forces out there that exist to prevent humans from reaching their true potential. Not just Americans, humans. They're like slave drivers, bosses, rulers. We serve them and they hide in their castles. In faraway worlds of which we do not know and have never been to and in all likelihood never will. So many thoughts, so much to do. But let us reflect on who we are as we celebrate our own existence. I'm referencing the 4th of July here, Independence Day. This was written around then, by the way, I believe. America is going to be ruled soon, by wiser and more reasonable and friendly and cooperative people. The old are atrophying into dust, and we're here shining. But where do we direct our light? Or does it just burn for the past? I choose to rebel against the notion there exist differences between us, so drastic and fundamental that we need to live in constant fear of one another. I seek enlightenment for this new millennium we're helping shape the history of. I seek to be a better America and to rise above all negative voices and petty behaviors of a soon-to-be bygone era, even and especially when those voices come from people claiming to speak for us. We are not that which any one man says we are. Donald Trump does not speak for me. I gave him a chance to lead, and when he disappoints me, I will regard him with the same cold-hearted, results-oriented, pussy-grabbing demeanor he so famously exercises. And I'll say he needs to stop being a jerk to everyone. I don't like that I'm hurt when people are hurt because of the things he said here in America and in countries around the world, especially China, where I have friends who hear and see some of the things he writes and does. And, you know, what are we doing here? Why are we being a dick? It's not necessary. Look, I don't like that people are hurt. And I feel like if I say nothing to counter that being said by the loudest, Only the loudest will speak for us all. Now is not a time to be loud. Now is a time to be still. Be still and become again as one. One people. One intention. Survival. Let's gather around that intention as a foundation for all future dealings. Let us be teammates instead of opponents. Let us be friends instead of enemies. It is, after all, a choice. Let us redirect our intention and channel ourselves toward a better world rather than obsess over the reanimation of a vague, nostalgic notion of our glorious pasts. I don't want to just make America great. I don't want to win at the expense of others. I want to win together. And it starts by us choosing to rise above by looking within. Be well, everyone. Try harder to be good. Try a lot harder to be good. Let's see how that works out. Who's with me? That's the end of that little piece. So I hope I said something that meant something to you. And I just hope everyone understands that it's really easy to be mean to people you don't know. It's really easy to insult people you can't see. It's really easy, even more easy, to do it through a computer. Or through a phone, through typing things down. We lose our humanity when we channel it all through these machines we've made. But you put two people in a room, two people from anywhere in the world, and odds are they're going to become friends before they're going to become enemies, right? That's what I believe. And I'm choosing to step up and speak for America when I don't hear someone else speaking for America in a way that I think truly expresses what America's saying, what America's feeling, what America's thinking. Yes, I'm one man, and my opinion won't match everyone's, but I truly believe that the words coming out of my mouth right now much better reflect the soul of this country, the ethos. And I know that the world is governed by people who make decisions and feel things and all try to act in their own self-interest. I think it's a basic human nature. It's basic human nature. It's a natural quality we possess to think in our own self-interest and to see life as a story where we're the main character and everyone else is a supporting role, right? But the stories that we're telling ourselves aren't good stories right now. China is not our competition, and they're not our enemy, and they're not our rival. And I'm tired of Trump saying that. I'm tired of Josh Hawley saying that. I'm tired of people repeating it. Am I just naive? Is there really like a conspiracy going on the other side of the ocean where they're plotting the downfall of America? I doubt it. It's possible. I doubt it. There's probably people in the Chinese government that might want that, but what I'm saying here, and it doesn't just go for China, but I'm speaking specifically about China because that's who's most talked about on the press, right? And that's who's become a scapegoat for many things, right? I get the virus came from there. I understand. It's fair to say the virus came from there, right? If it's a fact. But we can't blame China for everything. Just like we can't blame Trump for everything. we need to look at ourselves and say, what are we doing to be nice to China? What are we doing to speak to each other with dignity and respect instead of line up on battlegrounds like Civil War soldiers marching to each other, shooting each other, falling down in the same field? Is that glorious? My opinion, it's not for me, okay? And so I'm hoping that the words I'm putting out there can affect some change in some people. Just to get them more on the side of humanity. That's the team I'm on. I'm on team human. I'm speaking for America in the hope that I'm speaking to friends. Friends I know, friends I haven't met, and friends that I'll make out of enemies. The enemies of the past are not the enemies of the present. Because I choose not to make them my enemy. I don't care if people have different ideas about how you should govern. I don't care that there's different philosophies. I don't care that there's been different lines of leaders who have interacted in different ways and had conflicts and wars and, you know, been mean to each other. I don't care. I don't care about anything that happened before the moment I gained consciousness in this life as a human. If we all thought that way right now, forget about the past, forget about the stories we've all been told about ourselves and about each other, even more importantly. Right? Because it's a different world we live in if we fight a true threat like a virus together than if we decide to build walls and keep each other out and try to mitigate the losses in our lands and fuck the other places. Don't come near me. Don't come in. We're not leaving. No one go out. No one come in. Everyone hunker down. Let's talk about whose fault it is. Let's argue about whether we should take it seriously or do anything about it. We live in such an uncertain time because we're not being true to who we really are. And I know that deep down, even if only because it truly is in all of our own self-interest as individuals to be friends as opposed to enemies, that's what we want. So what I'm saying, I would argue and am arguing, should be listened to more than what Trump is saying. Because I'm at least trying to be honest. I'm at least trying to move us in a better direction. I'm not trying to get reelected or even elected. I'm just a guy who's trying to say truth, because I don't know where to find it. I'm looking inside myself because I don't know where to look. I don't know who to trust. And because people are so confrontational and so divided and so ready to fight each other and ready to repeat these things they've heard but don't really truly understand, maybe don't even really believe, that I'm sad. I'm sad that I don't have someone to look up to. And when you have no one to look up to, I'm learning the thing to do is just to look up. Because there is much more out there than we know, than we can see, than we can perceive. And that any of our ancestors that we've had any contact with or can even read the work of. Like, no one really knows everything going on out there. There's worlds beyond ours. Countless worlds. There's a whole human history that I'm just trying to figure out, trying to learn. But the fact is, none of us really know the true human history, right? That's kind of crazy. We're a whole species, a whole planet that doesn't even really know where we came from, why we're here. If anyone's in charge, what happens when we die? You know, these are all like things it would be nice to know. And I like to think that on other planets, they don't have to deal with that, right? Maybe. Just think about that for a minute. There's other planets, man. Even if you haven't had the experiences I've had and come to believe the things I've come to believe, it's just mathematically incredibly implausible that given the vastness of space and the tremendous, incalculable amount of stars we see with planets around them, they may as well have life on them too. Even if a fraction of a percent of them did, it's still an incredible, incalculable number of them. And sorry if it seems like I'm going in a different direction with this, but I like to because it's not all doom and gloom, right? It's not all cries for kindness, right? I want that. But really, we live in an incredible time where we're capable of getting the answer to these questions that we have for real. And not just taking things on faith anymore. And not claiming or like really struggling to believe things we can't prove or we have to accept on faith. I'm not trying to say anyone's faith is wrong. I'm not going there, right? I'm not saying anyone's religion's wrong. I'm not even going to address that, right? I'm not going there. What I'm saying is, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to take anything really important on faith? Wouldn't it be nice if we actually knew the truth about things and that held up? Wouldn't it be amazing if we all just understood some of the things that are true and were able to cooperate based on that shared understanding and everything wasn't subject to argument? If not everything had at least two sides? I think that we're insane, to be honest. I don't think I'm crazy. People might say that about me sometimes. I've said it about myself in the past, right? I think we're all crazy. I think we're a crazy species. I think we're a damaged species. But I also think we're an incredible species. And there's nothing wrong with thinking of yourself as part of a species. The same way you think of yourself as part of a family, part of a city, part of a country, or part of a planet, right? Or part of a species. It doesn't mean we're not those other things too. You can still be all those things beneath that. But let's look at the bigger picture here, people. You just fly up a little bit for a few minutes on a rocket and you look down, you're going to see Earth. You're not going to see lines between those countries, right? It's not going to look just like that map that we all have on the wall. It's going to just be a big water planet with these big pieces of land and specks of land. And we're going to see cities. We're going to see lights. We're going to see, oh, there's civilization here, right? And it's a really easy thing to do, but just zoom out, right? Think about that when you're really upset or you're really hurt, especially about something you can't control, something big like what the government does or what the president said or what, you know, there's things that you don't really have any control over. Think, hey, man, we're all on the same team here. And I really think that until we can agree upon that, we're really limited in what we can do. because we're wasting all of this potential we have inside of ourselves fighting each other and doing things we feel we have to do but don't really want to do. We should all be guided by a common mission that we really believe in. We should have big projects that are going to change our lives and change the lives of our children, our children's children. We should be excited and proud about the things we're doing today. Are we? Are we just sitting around hiding in our houses waiting for the storm to pass and for people to tell us, okay, get back to work, get back to normal life? We have a moment of opportunity here to say, well, we've had a lot of time alone, all of us, right? And or with our family. Like, we've had a lot of time to think and to reflect and to try to understand ourselves better. And maybe now it's time to do something smarter than we were doing before. Maybe it's time to be nicer. Maybe it's time to be kinder. Maybe it's time to trust each other a little more. Give each other the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt a little more. Maybe learn how to communicate with each other better. Learn each other's languages a little bit. Learn each other's customs, each other's histories, each other's religions. Just hang out. Just be friends. I'm tired of this shit, man. So I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to fight any wars against other countries or against my own country. I don't want to fight anyone. I just want to grow. And if you want to grow too, that's good. I encourage everyone to take the time to see yourself as someone important, someone valuable, someone who has incredible potential, God-like potential, deep down, right? And you're never going to realize that potential if you're stuck in the past, you're stuck in the present even, right? When the present's in the past. You need to look within. You need to come to understand yourself and your own emotions and how to regulate yourself. And then you need to look up. You need to look within. You need to look up. You need to be humble and start by admitting that you don't really know most things. And the things that we think we know, we might be wrong about. And we don't need to defend ourselves against finding out we're wrong. We just need to be willing to learn. And to let go of the idea that everyone already knows everything there is to know, that we've invented everything there is to invent, we've discovered everything there is to discover, now we just have to fight over what we have. No, man. There's enough of everything all over the place. There's no reason for a lot of our suffering. But it's a sickness up here, it's a sickness in here, right? That keeps us from understanding that. There's something limiting us, but we can overcome. I look forward to helping us do that. And I hope that you're on my team. And I'm sorry in advance, I really am, for anything I say on this show, or I write, or you get from me, that upsets, that hurts, or that causes emotions you don't like. Because I know that's going to happen. It's inevitable. Some of these topics I'm getting into and I'm going to continue to discuss, they're controversial, as we say, right? They're hot button issues, as they say. That's okay. And I'm going to try to speak the truth. And I hope to figure out what that is when I'm wrong. I hope to learn. But I'm not going to be afraid to speak that truth, because I earnestly seek it. I'm sincere in my desire to know the truth and to make the world a better place. I hope you are too. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Take it easy.
Maddest of all, to see life as it is and not as it should be.
Don't ever give up, my son.
So that we may survive.
I'm baffled by this guy.